Wednesday and Thursday broadcasting from Grand Traverse Resort for the big doings up there for the annual car event, Center for Automotive Research, started by Dave Cole. In fact, he's on the page one of Cranes Detroit Business, and our Cranes Detroit Business report is brought to you by one of the nation's 200 largest law firms, Warner, Norcross, and Judd. A better partnership. Learn more at WNJ.com. They're award winners. They're all-around good people at Warner, Norcross, and Judd, that's for sure. Speaking of all-around good people, the publisher of Cranes Detroit Business, Mary Kramer, is here. Good Monday morning, Mary.
Good morning, Paul.
And that's a big part of the story. Auto Harvest, marketplace for car tech, planned website to link IP providers and customers, and all the stuff that's going to be talked about for the Center for Automotive Research's big doings up there this week.
Well, this is a brainchild of Dave Cole and Jason Pankin, who is a refugee from Delphi, and Delphi is one of the companies in this market that had so many patents and so many technology innovations. And what these two guys have put together is a nonprofit organization that any university, any auto company, any supplier can through this exchange, let people know, here's the technology we have and we're ready to license, or here's the patent that we have and we're ready to license. And this could be, Paul, something that could trigger innovation in this region, kind of like the Silicon Valley of auto, because technology now lets people share things more easily. And so if you're interested in pursuing commercialization of an idea, this is a nonprofit that you'd want to kind of take a look at and see what they've got and see what you might be able to use in your own business and commercialize. And that's the whole idea.
Well, it is the whole idea, and in fact, since David was the founder of the Center for Automotive Research and now is Chairman Emeritus, he'll be there up there with us this week, and that's where all these ideas are shared. It is a perfect forum for this kind of sharing, and we are the heartbeat of America. We're borrowing from Chevrolet, but we are the heartbeat of America. We just have to remind ourselves from time to time that innovation, entrepreneurship, all of that was born right here.
Yeah, and I think that this organization, they've got an office at University of Michigan on the North Campus. They've got another site at Tech Town in Detroit. And they've already got 60 groups that either have pledged money or pledged that they would be part of this consortium. So, I mean, it's everything from universities to auto suppliers. And the name of the group is Auto Harvest. And they will have their website up and running, but I think that this is the kind of thing that I'm sure that they talked to Tom Henderson, who wrote the story, because this is the week of CAR, so the CAR event in Traverse City. So this will be something that will be talked a lot about up north.
No question about that. A lot of different things will be talked about. Some of the things inevitably will have to do with the mayor and Mayor Bing's team. He's got Kirk Lewis back in the saddle, huh?
You know, this was an interesting story because, as was played out in the media, Kirk Lewis was summarily fired just a few months ago. And our interview with him, Nancy Kaffer, covers the city of Detroit, and she sat down with Kirk, and it was interesting because we found out a lot of things about the long relationship. 40
Did he win his job back on the golf course?
I think they play tennis. One of the things that we found out was they've known each other for 40 years. Kirk Lewis was a ball boy for the Detroit Pistons, and that's how they met.
Really?
And he has been a close ally and close co-worker, colleague with the mayor through his years at the Bing Group and Bing Steel. And he was let go from the administration, brought back after this reorganization, and he's already making huge strides in creating a better relationship between the mayor's office and Detroit City Council, for one thing, as well as reorganizing the top layer of management in the city. So this is just kind of a profile of not only Kirk Lewis, but also his unusual and very close and longstanding relationship with the mayor. They play tennis every Saturday. And what a game this would be. It's Dave Bing, Kirk Lewis, Lem Barney, a Hall of Famer from the Lions, and Charlie Beckham. They've been playing for years. So
tennis.
Yeah, they play tennis.
Wow.
So anyway, so it's an interesting vaccine story about what Kirk Lewis is trying to do for the mayor and a little bit about their longstanding relationship. But I did not know he was a ball boy at the Detroit Pistons.
Nope, nor did I. A little bit of history there. You can read all about it in the current issue of Crane's Detroit Business, available to you right now. One nice plug for an event I'm familiar with only because Casey Crane asked me to be involved, and I am. I'm going to MC the event that night. It's a huge fundraiser for Cornerstone Schools.
Yes, that will be August 29th at Oakland Hills, and their goal is to raise $1 million in a day of golf with a big dinner. And this is a little bit out of my price range, but the $10,000 is a round of golf and dinner for two. $30,000 gets you a foursome. And
no wonder they didn't ask me to play golf, just to MC the event. Wait a second.
But it's an ambitious goal. But, you know, Paul, as of last Friday, there were only 12 spots remaining on the 72. They had 72 spots for the golf, and they had 12 left.
Well, you can get details or sign up at cornerstoneschools.org. cornerstoneschools.org. I know that this is a loving work of Hope Durant Loomis as well. Clark Durant, is he running for Senate? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay. And then and the event is hosted by Casey and Ashley Crane, and then Joel and Liz Iwanek.
Yes, right. So you got that strong GM. Well, actually, the name of the event is Cadillac Turning Point, so GM is greatly involved.
Well, that's excellent news. All good news, all positive news. Am I going to see you up at Traverse City?
Not me, but you'll see Dustin Walsh on our staff. As many from Automotive News. And
I know I'll see Keith and Casey on Tuesday night. So that's we're looking forward to their annual event at Black Star Farms. And we'll miss you, but we'll toast you. Some fine Michigan wine.
Okay.
All right, Mary, take care.
Thanks.
Mary Kramer, publisher of Crane's Detroit Business, and brought to you by one of the nation's 200 largest law firms, Warner, Norcross, and Judd, a better partnership. Learn more at WNJ.com.